Hello, this is Joe Tomalin. I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe and I'm talking with someone here who's going to introduce himself, please.
Hi, you're right. My name's Matthew Fong and I've been a stand-up comedian for nearly a decade. So it's really nice to talk to you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming. And as a stand-up comedian, how do you develop your material?
Well, the way I come up with my material is I take a lot of things from life. So I've been described as a whimsical storyteller. Everything in my show has got some grounding in fact, so I talk about life experience. So it might be a little bit embellished, but pretty much all the stories and jokes that you hear have some grounding in truth.
On your flyer, you have BBC mentioned. Could you explain what that means?
Yeah, no worries. I'm not affiliated with the actual BBC. So the show is called BBC British Born Chinese. I've got a Chinese dad and an English mum. And the show's about growing up in the UK, seeing life from two different cultures. And so I talk about love, life, laughter, romance and lads' holidays.
So what would you say were the pros about growing up with that mixed cultural heritage?
Well, you really do see life from two different points of view. And I think, you know how travel broadens the mind? I got to travel in my own home. So, you know, I got congee and juk for breakfast when I was a kid. You know, kids don't get to eat that kind of thing over in the UK. And we experienced a lot of different cultures, and my dad would take us to holiday destinations which wouldn't normally be on somebody else's bucket list. Yeah.
And how does this background inform your comedy?
Well, I think with comedy, you can only speak about what you know, and what I know is growing up and being a mixed race person in the UK, and unfortunately, I do think that things like racism are on the rise at the moment. So what I like to address in my comedy is issues of race, because I like to talk about it and make sure that it's still at the forefront of people's minds. Because the less you talk about it, the more people can get away with. And I honestly thought that in the early 2000s we were really handling racism. I genuinely thought that it was something that my kids wouldn't have to deal with in their lifetimes. And now it seems that it's on the rise. And, if I can make the world a better place for my kids in the future by talking about these kind of issues and hopefully make things better for other people of race and colour, then that's what I want to do, you know.
Could you give us one or two examples about this racism that you've encountered?
It can be as simple as like I was queuing in a nightclub and somebody was making snide comments towards me saying, oh, you must eat a lot of sharks. And, I wasn't really paying attention to the guide. I don't like to give him the time of day. But my friend came over to me and was like, you know why he's saying that? And I was like, no. He's like, oh, it's because you're Chinese and you eat shark fin soup. And I was like, oh, right, okay, so that's what he was on about, right? Because I thought it was a bit weird, people asking if you're going to go out and eat sharks. But, you know, that's one thing. But it can be as simple as people shouting out in the street. So I've experienced that in the last 12 months in my hometown in Leeds, which, Leeds has got a big ethnic population. Leeds has got a big ethnic population, and you would think that in the areas where people are integrated, it wouldn't happen as much. But like I said, it does feel like it's on the rise. So, and before then, to be honest with you, racial incidents had not occurred for maybe five years before. But I have a friend, Sid Singh, who was abused recently. He was attacked because he was Asian. I mean, he's also a bit annoying, so he might have deserved it. But, I think it was the colour of his skin that had a contributing factor.
How much do you think that putting your stories in this context in your show will inform and educate or maybe provide catharsis for others who experience the same thing?
So what I like to do is, you know, I've got a lot of trigger words. I call them trigger words in my show. And if an audience is on board with me, and you've got to understand, like, the fundamentals of racism. So I believe that anyone can say anything about anybody, regardless of race, religion, creed, colour, anything, as long as it comes from a good place. If it comes from a negative place, then that's wrong. That's where racism really happens. So in my set, I say the word chink, but it's a reference to somebody cheersing a drink rather than as a racist slur. It's much more funny in the show. I don't want to explain the full joke to you, but yeah, if you want to find out how I make chink funny, do come to the show.
Okay, so let's talk about the show now. So what's it called?
So the show's called BBC British Born Chinese. Yeah, it's my debut solo show. So I probably should have brought the show up a couple of years ago. But, you know, as an artist, you're your own worst enemy. So you want to make sure that it's perfect before I'm polished off. So I would have loved to have brought it up 2 years ago, but I was just like, oh, it's not quite there. But, you know, this year, I'm really pleased with the show. It's gone really great. I've had sellout nights every night apart from the preview, which is, you know, it's unheard of on your debut year. So I've had a great fringe this year.
What might some of the memorable comments be off from people in the audience after the show?
So I had a Chinese-born Chinese come and see my show. His name was Zhao, and he was from Chengdu province. He came over and said I was the best comedian that he's ever seen. He could have left it there. He could have, but he didn't. So he's invited me to come and stay with him over in Chengdu, which is lovely. So I think, you know, when you've had a good gig and you've really connected with your audience, you know, you share so much of yourself in that hour, 50 minutes. They find out a lot about you. So when they're leaving the gig, if they've really connected with you, it's like you're one of their best friends, but you don't know who they are. So I've been invited out for breakfast, I've been invited out for meals out and stuff like that, and bought drinks, and you know, I think it's the kindness of strangers which makes the fringe great, and my audience has been filled with lovely people who've really got on board, so it's very privileged in that sense.
Have you had any other experiences, because you've been in this business for quite a long time? How do you make a living at this?
Right. Well, it's very difficult for comedians to make a living at the moment, because there's so many people that want to do it. Competition is really high, and when you're a specific type act, so I class myself as a BAM act, mixed race act. So acts like Phil Wang, Hugh Davies, and myself, we would never get booked on a bill together, because we've got one mixed race East Asian person on the bill. Getting onto the circuit work is difficult, because you've got to be able to get booked as a headliner or a feature or an opener. You've got to bring people into the venue, which is, you know, comedy clubs have to make money. So the best thing for me to do basically was, so 2015, I nearly became homeless. It was a really tough situation, and what I did was I put together what I call a toilet tour. It's a small venues tour. So I go to villages, pubs with function rooms, town halls, church halls, places that don't get comedy, and do a show there. The whole village comes out. They have a really good night. They all leave and they know who you are. So I'm trying to build up my own personal fan base so that when I do go to the comedy clubs, I can say that I have this number of people following me and they want to come see me in this show. And, you know, because you've got to give something back to the comedy clubs as well. They do work really hard, and they've got so many acts to pick from. You've got to stand out and there's got to be a point of difference. So, and I think the best thing to have is a fan base to follow you, and that's what I'm trying to build up through the toilet tours.
Well, good luck. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me, Joe. I really appreciate it.